All right, I'm going to call this Street Committee to order. Let's have a pledge allegiance, please.
Sure.
Will you, Tim? Or Tom?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Want to take a roll, Kathy?
Walther?
Here.
Barstow?
Here.
Pickens?
Here.
All right. Welcome, everybody. This is the Street Committee meeting. I wanted to start off with the agenda here. Everybody have an agenda? Tim? Todd?
Yes.
All right. Alan, if you could give us an update on the paving program for 2016.
Andrew Beam.
So all that work is done, the striping is done, the contract work is done, the streets crew is still working on some drainage. So make sure we do all that thing correctly. And we are having the final technique, we have $45,000.
Okay. I noticed in your report for tonight's meeting, you were talking about still working out on Hollow Drive. Can you give us some kind of estimate of how far along you are with that drainage work?
Probably 80%, I'd say. We stopped cutting in culverts and starting to ditch because the contractors come in, so they want to get out of their way. And then on the hill, they're on Hollow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any problems up there?
Not specifically. Any little issues here and there, but we're looking to get
them. Okay. Another item on that agenda item was additional paving opportunities. I know you guys, your department's been looking at that. What kind of ideas have you guys come up with?
Well, I handed you a three-table packet there. Part of the street now. We had Bill Henderson take a look at that along Mill Street. Township Road from where the detour was for the 310 project. One of the options we're looking at is doing Mill Street there from 310 to Township, including the intersection of that for Upper Bad, and then specifically from the tracks north to the bridge there, Willow, which is going up pretty bad. We think we can fit that into the budget we have. The section from the tracks down to Mill Street was a little bit more expensive, a little longer, a little more pavement. Didn't seem quite as bad as the other two sections and probably wouldn't fit into the money that we have.
Okay, on the first option that you'd mentioned, the East Mill, you're talking about, I think the last time we spoke, that's a milling project that's going to have to be, are you trying to reestablish curb lines on that?
To some extent. With the money we have available, we don't want to go messing with it too much. There is, on the north side of Mill Street, the curb is, the asphalt's at or above the curb in places, so we want to take that down about 3 inches and then put it back. It's all dependent on core sample and different points of the asphalt there. But from the utility work that's happening in the area, it looks like they're good.
Okay.
And then a little bit of curb, they're on the east side of the intersection with Mill Street, or excuse me, the township. It's eaten out pretty bad by the stormwater that comes down through this one.
Okay, so one more quick. In your evaluation, I know when we go through these initially under the ramp program, you guys evaluate the roads. Where do these roads, these three different options, where do you know where they stand in the ramp program by chance?
Honestly, no. I haven't had much of an opportunity to look at the ramp yet. It's on my agenda for this.
Okay. Okay, BJ.
And one of the reasons we're looking at these sections, Andy, is the impact that the detour from State Route 310 had on these.
Sure.
They have, there was a lot of traffic on them. They were part of the detour route, and they got torn up pretty bad during those projects, and they're really rough. I mean, Mill Street, there's like a washboard. We had a large utility leak there, and, it was repaired but not to the extent where it's a nice drivable surface. Also to try to establish some of the curb lines there. But as you look at Township Road also, that section that Alan mentioned from the tracks north got torn up pretty bad during the 310 project as well. So as we talk about trying to do some additional paving with leftover funds for this year, we're trying to focus on those roads and get some of them that were impacted during the several months long closure of State Route 310.
I guess my question was more along lines, what had they been evaluated before?
I don't know.
If they had gotten dramatically worse, what kind of order were these in initially? That's all.
Yeah.
Tim?
I guess I would ask a question, and this is because I have an opportunity to drive that once in a while, and I realize that this is a half of a sticky problem, this issue, but it's the issue of the railroad tracks. Technically, the railroad tracks would begin the stretch that you're talking about paving to Willow, right? Railroad tracks to Willow. And I don't know if we – those tracks are unbelievably hard. And I don't know if that's something – I realize that's not us, right? And so I don't know if that's one of those – I don't know. I forget who owns the tracks, the name of the railroad.
CSX,
yes. Thank you.
So I don't know if that's an opportunity for us to contact CSX or –
I've tried to reach out to them a couple times. I've got one guy. I'm going to try again with a new contact that I have this week. I've got a few things on the list to talk to them about, including the tracks of Township.
Okay.
And just if I can, as we talk about railroad crossings, typically the railroad right-of-way is, if I remember correctly, 25 feet in either direction from the track. So that's the area we're talking about that the railroad's responsible for.
Alan, also, how quickly would you guys move to put plans together and put them out for bid? I mean, is this something that what's your agenda for that? How do you feel like to tackle these areas?
Well, we were investigating how to handle this. We're not sure if we can do it as a change order. That's been discussed. In that case, Shelley would come back in to do these. In brief conversations with them, it sounds like they would be able to fit it in if we were going to go that route. If we had to bid it, it would take a little longer. As for the plans, more or less what we've got here is process will probably take 3 weeks to a month, and then it would take probably a couple extra weeks to put that.
So for, let's just use Mill Street as an example. You're anticipating milling this, is that correct? And so what, I'm looking at the plans, but I'm just trying to figure out how far down are you milling it? What's, you know, I would only mention that these may not have enough detail with them to give Shelley for construction. You know, I see the estimate on the back page, and it still doesn't quite tell me what you're, as far as milling, what you're doing.
I don't disagree.
You're planing.
It would need more information.
Okay. All right. Okay. Great. Todd, Tim, you have any other questions?
Oh, I have a couple questions.
Go ahead.
What was the condition, and this would be for either BJ or Mr. Haynes, what was the condition of Mill South Township? Yeah, Mill and South Township, comparatively, before the repaving and after the repaving, what were they like?
I'll start with Mill. Mill wasn't great, but it certainly has been impacted some during the detours. That portion of Township Road that we're talking about from the railroad tracks north, it's been one that's been patched over and over again. And as additional traffic was on it during the detour, those patches broke down, and it's resulted in additional patching. So it was fairly rough. The section from the railroad tracks south to Mill Street is in better shape. It's got a lot of cracking on it and everything, but it has certainly held up better during the detours than Mill Street and the other section of Township Road. That's the northern part of Township Road and Mill Street were rough, but they were passable, but certainly have been impacted some during the additional traffic.
Another question. If you know, when was the last time any sort of major work was done to either Mill or Township?
I have no idea. It's I know in my 8 years, these sections have not been touched. They've been patched. Yeah.
And my last question is, did the administration consider any work on Oak Meadow? And if not, why not?
We certainly have taken a look at that every time we talk about additional paving money. When you look at these sections of that we're talking about, they carry a significant amount of traffic. Not that Oak Meadow doesn't, but these are extremely bumpy roads that are breaking down. And I think if we don't do something, especially with the portion of Township Road soon, it's going to be a much worse shape than it is now. There's a lot of patching that's done on there. The money we're talking wouldn't necessarily go along. These are short stretches of roadway that aren't going to cost a whole lot of money to do. So we're trying to maximize getting pavement on roads for the money we have versus taking a little bit of money. This money wouldn't go very far in Oak Meadow. Let's put it that way.
Can I ask another question?
Go ahead,
Chairman. Thank you. So I'm trying to ask this the right way. I'll think about it.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to it because I was going to talk about Oak Meadows also.
If I can talk one more comment about that. With these roads and what Alan alluded to, you know, if we were going to go spend money on Oak Meadow, we would certainly have to do more engineering plans because it wouldn't be a lot of paving we'd get done with this. There'd be more drainage, and that would take a lot of time, and we may run out of a construction window of opportunity this year to get stuff done. If we can do these, a simple pave job for this smaller amount of money, I think we can certainly get it done this year.
Anything else on the paving program? All right. Next item on the agenda is the ravines of Hazelwood, the traffic concerns that were there. BJ, do you want to give us kind of a rundown on what the issues are there?
I will. We've been contacted, and I believe several council members, and I've made all of council aware of it, with my residents in the ravines of Hazelwood about two issues. One, the amount of traffic that cuts through there from State Route 310 over to Broad Street. And the second one is the concern about potential speeders that go through that subdivision. Over time, the city has taken some steps with this. I know there were some signage put up several years ago. There was some traffic counts taken to see the number of cars, and that resulted in, I believe, the installation of a stop sign at one of the intersections through there to try to curb the concerns that were occurring. Just a couple weeks ago, 4 weeks ago or so, we were contacted again with the same concerns that have come up. I know the police department has done some monitoring up there. They've put the speed trailer up there at times as well. So wanted to bring this up to council. We've heard the concerns loud and clear, and just start some dialogue about what the potential solutions are to this issue. I know there's been comments or requests for speed bumps. I know the speed limit through there's 25 miles per hour. They have done some monitoring up there and some enforcement of it. So I don't know if you have anything to add or...
Yeah, I had a couple questions. You know, Chief, when the first items were done, or as far as the stop sign and different things, were there accidents in that area? Was it something that was done for to curb accidents, or what was the original reason for putting up the stop sign?
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily accidents. There was not a high accident amount there. It was more or less it was based on the traffic volume going through there. There were traffic counts done, and it was a way to try to almost slow down speeders or try to deter some of those folks going through there because they'd have to make an additional stop. To my knowledge, and I don't know if there, it's not an area where there's been a high number of accidents.
Okay, that was going to be my first question. Nope. So the stop signs, the signage is basically to deter through traffic.
Correct.
Essentially.
Correct.
Okay. Is there any additional signage that you would recommend that needs to be put up there at this point?
No, I can't think of anything that would stop people from going through there. In the past we've used no through street signs, but there's not a lot of teeth to those.
Correct. You're not going to pull somebody over for that.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Anything else enforced? Is there any enforcement that can occur up there as far as to stop the speeders? maybe make a presence known that you're up there watching for people cutting, you know, speeding through there.
Sure. We have the speed trailer up there right now, but unfortunately it's pretty dated, and we don't have the technology to pull the data off of it. So it's there, you know, and it flashes when people go over 3 miles over the speed limit. We do stuff like that, and we do, when time allows, to have officers in there.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that was my question was, you know, I mean, the speed trailers is nice, but it doesn't, there's no bite to the bark. So I would guess ask the administration to maybe put an officer up there, time permitting, and have them really enforce that and try to do that. My other question is to me, it seems in order to, I understand why we can't enforce the no, don't drive through this neighborhood or, you know,
Cut through
because it's just not enforceable. But to me, in order to stop people from coming through there, you want to make it less desirable to drive through there without making it less desirable to live there. And so it would seem that traffic calming or other means to make it less less convenient for people to cut through there would be the way to go. In order, I think that people would, you know, if it's a cut through, it's a quick way to get around other traffic areas. If you have to stop and go over the calming area and stop at the stop sign, then it becomes less and less of a convenience, more of an annoyance, without becoming an annoyance to the neighbors. I don't know how I know I've had folks from that neighborhood contact me and wonder about traffic calming and other enforcement issues, but so I don't know how they feel about those sorts of things.
Do you want to answer that first, Mr. King?
I actually had a question for Chief. I'm sorry. I know the trailer now can't record the data. Have we pulled data from that before when it's been up there? Or is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's too dead.
Okay.
Well, I have a follow. Sure. A follow question. I mean, we can pass an ordinance, and there's other cities that have this where we can civil. I think we can still do this. I think this survived the red light camera kerfluffle, where we can do civil infractions. I think that's where the law director went. On where is he?
Back there.
Oh, he's hiding.
Yeah.
He has lawyers, you know. Anyway,
come on up and join us.
Where we can.
Why don't you come on up?
if we have the technology and we have the ordinance that enables it, I think we still can. I don't know.
Talking about the actual red light those cameras?
Not the red light, not the red light camera. I'm talking about the speed cameras.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Speed cameras. But I think the case had to do with red light camera, you know, but you still would have to have an officer stationed there to actually operate the camera so the officer could actually witness the violation, and then you can send out the civil violations. But you're right, that did survive that case, and that is still the valid law. Anyway, General Assembly tried to do away with it, and the compromise, if you will, I want to call it that, is the fact that the officer has to be stationed there to operate the camera.
I wasn't sure how that technically.
And I know Toledo's still doing it because, in fact, I knew someone whose sister got one in Toledo just last weekend.
Yep, there are some cities that are still doing it. So okay,
thanks.
I guess the first question I would have is what we talk about traffic calming devices. What are we talking about when we're talking? I mean, rumble strips. You know, what options are available?
With traffic calming devices, there are several options available. Rumble strips, one. You know, you hear speed bumps and speed humps, are another. That is, you know, the speed bumps and speed humps are something we hear requests for a lot, and I know it's something the city is not. Has never done, to be honest. Not to say that we shouldn't potentially consider it. It is a request we get. You know, other traffic calming devices that you start seeing that are a little more elaborate, you know, can be roundabouts at intersections or something. So there's a whole gamut of different things we could do running all different types of costs. You know, there are portable or temporary speed humps you can put in that you just go out, put them there, and they can be moved elsewhere, so they're not permanent. So there are several different options that are available that go from, you know, I don't want to say temporary fix, but a less expensive fix versus the redoing infrastructure in the subdivision.
Some of the items that Columbus does, they put boulevards in, they'll do traffic circles, those types of things, limiting through, making people turn right. I'm not familiar necessarily with the configuration of the street infrastructure up there, but you can do things that make people take the long way through the subdivision, essentially. But you know, there's the downside is that most of your zoning people and most of your development people are always told to have interconnectivity, have right. you know, have two access points, and this is the fire unfortunate result of that. So the only thing, you know, as the chief said, is enforcement, and you know, obviously, if there are any accidents or any problems with that, you can do a lot. You can do a lot more. It gives you a lot more power, more options if there are accidents and other reasons. My experience with traffic humps and bumps are, after a short period of time, the residents are actually having damage to their cars, and they actually have to fix things like struts and pieces and parts of their cars. So it's a trade-off, you know, how you're going to do it. So any other items to that?
I just know how Columbus gets around the whole the speed camera thing. They actually have a van that an officer will sit in, and there's a radar mounted in the back of the van, and then they just call out to other officers about the tickets.
Mm-hmm. Van down by the river.
Yeah. I will just say, Andy, to wrap up the discussion, if the committee is interested, the administration and our engineer and public service director can put together some ideas and cost estimates.
I'd certainly like for you to work with the police department also to see what we can do now to try to deter people from wanting to go through there quickly.
Sure. Yeah, Mr. Walden, I just want to comment. I mean, I agree that when you put traffic calming or whatever these are called, speed humps, everyone who drives through there, whether you live there or not, has to put up with them. So that's something to consider. I would suggest that we do something like we did with the Oak Meadow issue, where we have some sort of public sounding and let the folks from the neighborhood come and let us know and talk about some of the advantages and disadvantages of what they'd like to do.
I'm fine with that. If you want to try to put that together, go ahead, Alan.
I have a couple comments as far as traffic calming devices. I don't know if I've seen a study that proves that they do much good or not, but I know I'm not a big fan of them. And I know they're hard on our plows in some cases, especially the guys driving the plows. When I was looking at this, the traffic volume, I think the traffic study was like 10 years ago, so I can't say that the counts were.
No, the counts were only a couple years ago. Yeah.
Okay. And they did not seem to be terribly out of whack with the amount of homes that are back there. And I know I've received in my 4.5 months here complaints from 2, 3, maybe even 4 different subdivision areas about speed. So whatever we consider doing here, I think we need to be prepared to do.
I would just like to say that the fact that the traffic calming devices may cause inconvenience for city employees is the tail wagging the dog. You can put signs up to warn the plow drivers that there's a traffic calming device coming up. You can also install ones that are larger. Columbus does this a lot. I see other cities do this too. I think Reynoldsburg does this, where it's more like a crosswalk.
It's a hump.
That is raised. It's not the sharp. A very sharply angled system, but there's a way to so we don't have to keep replacing them. There's a way to mark them so that our plow drivers don't run into them, and they can get around them.
What I can do, if the desire is to have a meeting with the residents, I know I've been corresponding with. I know we've met before, but I was trying to picture you again, Alex. I've been corresponding with Alex during all of this, so I'll get with them, see what. Coordinate schedules, and we can get that on the calendar.
Okay.
Would that be part of a street committee meeting?
I would think that would be part of the next street committee meeting.
I'd recommend we do it similar to Oak Meadow, where it's street committee.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right. Anything else on that issue? Yeah. All right. I've got two other things under other business. One was I attended a park board meeting, and the park drive was brought up again regarding the shape of the park drive and the condition of the park drive. So I'd like for the administration to take a look at that, not only the park drive itself, but the drainage issues that are the cause of the park drive condition. I know you guys are going out and, fixing the potholes, but as soon as you guys fix them, another one comes up. And then another one. And I think the crossing, the electric crossing that was put in there for the fireworks also needs repaired. The gravel in there is washing out and causing a, speed bump, essentially. So... inverse speed bump. And then the other one was the Oak Meadow review. You know, about a month ago, we went through some options that that were thrown out or were being evaluated for potential repairs to Oak Meadow. Have you guys gotten any further with that evaluation?
Alan and I have talked about that some. We're also evaluating those as it has to do with the 2017 budget,
okay.
As we talked about in that meeting, to see what can be funded, and I anticipate that being a big discussion during the budget process.
Okay. If you can give us an update on that on the next street committee.
Yep.
Any other business that Todd or Tim you may have?
I would just strongly encourage the administration to look at some solutions for Oak Meadow to really try to see what we can do. Thanks.
Mayor?
I just have a quick comment because we have folks here from Hazelwood tonight that I think we're expecting to speak, and if we're going to have a special committee meeting where we would invite those folks at that time.
Well, I would say that we're going to do this similar to the way we did Oak Meadow,
yes.
Which we'd have the committee meeting, and then afterwards we'd have an open forum. It wouldn't be an actual meeting.
Okay.
During that, the meeting would commence, would be finished, and then we would have an open forum.
And if I can just piggyback, Alex and I did talk about what the format of this meeting is, so they were aware that, you know, it's a committee meeting. We only have a half hour, so I think having that meeting dedicated just to this is a great idea.
Well, and the reason I am is, speaking on this topic is I just want to make sure you folks in the audience know that you may want to hold your comments instead of tonight till that meeting, so that meeting is going to be about exactly what you're here for anyway. So instead of duplicating, I know you've come tonight to speak, but I think it would.
I'm going to add one other thing. During council, which will be immediately after this, there is a time for citizens' comments, and I would certainly ask you to stay around and provide any comments that you might have. So, with that, anything else, Tim? Todd?
No.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Right, Kathy?
Walter?
Yes.
Larso?
Yes.
Aiken?
Yes.
Yes, we are adjourned.